So I didn't realize that there was a little bit of ambiguity in the Mam Komos that I sent this week, is that I wrote Brit Gemara's Kedusha. So somebody asked me, does that mean Kedusha not Brachas? So I said, no, I thought Brachas, that's like a given. But the problem is I very often do write Brachas and something else. People are really, really medayic in the email that takes me about a split second to put together. So maybe not a put Brachas. So we're not going to read too much inside of Brachas, but we'll just refresh and remember something from last week as the Sikhi really begins. So we are taking almost a little bit of a break from the Brachas per se sugya and moving into a very Shas type of sugya, a Londish sugya that is introduced to us in the Bab, one of the Aleph, because the Gemara is talking about halachas that impact on Safek Orlas Chutz La'aretz. Now that itself does impact the Brachas, we spent a lot of time in the last few weeks talking about Brachas and peels and pits and seeds, all that kind of stuff. It's very, very much relevant to Orlas Chutz La'aretz, but the Gemara was focusing primarily on this tzlaf tree, and this caper bush. And the Gemara was addressing the issue, what, if any, of the fruit of this tzlaf is subject to the rules of Orla. The Gemara presented that there are really two different machloksim in the Tanoim concerning tzlaf. One was, is tzlaf altogether a fruit? That's question number one. So that was actually a question between Bishan and Bezilla. And then even if it's lomo that tzlaf is a fruit, which parts of the tzlaf are the fruit? Are the peel of the fruit, or only the flesh of the fruit itself considered to be the halachic fruit? And the Gemara says that both those shilas could potentially impact on orla time. Because orla in Eretz Yisrael, so is a clear karpaskal kumish, that's a deraisa, not a misafik, and therefore we're going to treat it the same as all other sfeikas in halacha, and all sfeikas in halacha are going to go to the chumra. So all this Eretz Yisrael, we're going to be machmir. What does that mean practically? So that means, for sure, we're going to treat it like a fruit. We're not going to turn around and say we're going to make a tzlaf with that fruit. And it's very possible we're even going to say that maybe the peels are a fruit also. Maybe no. Maybe we're going to have to side with those tzlaf with choshesh that the peels are also part of the fruit. So in Eretz Yisrael, we're up the creek in terms of this tzlaf. But in Chutz La'aretz, we have a little bit more wiggle room. And the Gemara says that in Ochinami, that the peels of the tzlaf, in Chutz La'aretz, you're allowed to eat. And the reason why I'm allowed to eat it is because of kol ha'mekel ba'aretz lakabos of Chutz La'aretz, which sounds like it's a corollary of a Suffolk or the Chutz La'aretz being mutar, and therefore, since there's a machlekes ha'tanoim, there's a real bona fide doubt about whether the peels are part of the fruit. So in Chutz La'aretz, at least one can be mekel. What about the mekel on the fruit itself? So although there was one time that maybe it was mekel like that, but that thing might reject. The Gemara said that was b'shamay, and forget about that. B'shavak b'sila in the Mishnah, that far we're not going to go. So lamaisa, next time you bump into a tzlaf tree, in case you would know what it was. So if you're in Chutz La'aretz, you can eat the peels that you can make along, but you can't be making the fruit itself. The peels are subject to the cool of something called Chutz La'aretz, and the fruit doesn't make the mark of being makel, because Bisham is not even a suffix. It's nidchem in halacha, nidchem in gomru, Bisham is rejected, and therefore doesn't even constitute any degree of bona fide suffix. It's man as that, and therefore one would have to be machme even in all the Chutz La'aretz. So this set the stage, this whole Shafatara that we just explained outside, now this sets the stage for really going through the sugya, trying to understand properly the sugya of Suffolk Orlis Chutz La'aretz, a very strange concept, Suffolk Orlis Chutz La'aretz, and trying to understand just what the lumdus is, and not only the lumdus of that particular area of halacha, but really how it impacts, and it really becomes almost like a springboard for a lot of interesting lumdus and some of those famous yeshiva charades in the realm of Sveikas will converge around this issue of Suffolk Orlis Chutz La'aretz. So let's just take a look at the Gemara in Maseches Kedushin, which is really the background of the Gemara in Maseches Brachos. So the Gemara in Maseches Kedushin, which got the ball rolling, was a sugi that appears on Daf Lamed Tes of an Aleph. Tells us in the Bava Tesef and Aleph, the first one line is Eliezer. So then it's about a third, a little bit less than a third of the way down. First one line is Eliezer. At the end of the line, Amar Biasi, Amar Biyechanan. Orla v'chutz la'aretz halacha l'moshe m'sinai. That the prohibition of Orla and chutz la'aretz is a halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Amar Bezeim, Amar Biasi, is that true? Tanya, Batanan. Suffolk Orla b'aretz asav b'sirim mutar. That's if you have a suffix in Eretz Yisrael, you have to be machmir. If you have a suffix in Suri is that area that's not quite Eretz Yisrael. So for our purposes, we're treating almost like Chutz La'aretz. So the Mishnah said that suffix oil in Suri, Kavacham, suffix oil in Burgerfield, is going to be Lahokel. So Rabbi Zeir presented to Rabbi Asi, how in the world could you say that it's Halacha Moshe B'Sinai? How then can Sfeikas be Mutter? Shouldn't you have to treat a Suffolk, a Loch, a Moshe, the city as a Suffolk, the Raisa, Luchamra? So this was such a powerful question. Ishtayim Kishachada, that Rabbi Asi himself was contemplating, he was puzzled with this question for a whole hour. Amalei, and he responded, Eva Kach Nemar, it must be, there's only one way to explain this phenomena. Sfeika Mutava da Osir, that part of the Halacha Moshe Sinai was the fact, this clause that Suffolk is Mutter. That means, Inochanami, if it would have been just a plain, straightforward Halacha Moshe Sinai, it would have had Bimach, the Lays Beres, the Raisa Luchamra. But within the Nemar Halacha Moshe Sinai was this clause that Suffolk is Mutter. And that's how the Gemara concludes, and that's how we pass it. That's Halacha Lemaisa. The Vada Orla Schutzlorz is also out Halacha Moshe Sinai. Suffolk is considered to be Mutter. So it's this Gemara, among others, that poses the very, very serious challenge to the Rambam. We've read this Rambam before, but some of those Rambam you have to read every once in a while. It's the Chazon. So as I said it on the Rambam, sent it on the Rambam Kermes. The Rambam that appears in the Chos Tumas Meis, Praktes Halachi Yedbeis. So the Rambam begins at the very end of Praktes, Praktes Halachi Yedbeis. The Rambam begins with a very, very strange phraseology. Dover Yadua, it is known, the following statement is known to be true. The reason why it's such a strange phraseology is because it is known by the Rambam to be true. The Rashba obviously didn't know this to be true, neither did the Ran, neither, quite frankly, probably most of the Rishonim. The Rambam says, but Dover Yadua, it is known, it's obvious to everybody. All the previous tumos that the Rambam just listed, the last couple of halachas, all kind of different sveikas. Maybe you're in an olamez, maybe you're not in an olamez, we don't know, we're not sure. All the sveikas, haran shel divrayan, all of the above are only chumras mitra. Even though there's a real bona fide, real legitimate doubt whether the person entered into the cemetery, whether he was ma'il olamez, don't worry about it, says the Rambam, even though I just passed him the last 10 halachas tameh, I only meant tameh mitra. Why? The ain't tamim in a Torah, but in order to be tamim in the Raisa, all the ramifications thereof, it has to be someone who knows for certain that he's tamim. If he has the latest a suffix whether he's tamim, in a Torah, that's not a problem. About kolas fakis, alas fakis, now the Rambam goes way beyond the scope of what he's talking. He's talking about chastumas meis, and now he uses this as an opportunity to tell you what he thinks about all fakis in general. Kolas fakis. Bein betumas, bein b'machos asuras, bein b'arayis v'shabosas, in chayshul lahem, element divrei soifrim, k'mo shaviyan b'chasurabiyah v'kam m'koymas. Says the Rambam, not only something tumas, all the kulam in the Torah, all the sfeikas, all the kulam in the Torah. Adkan, the part for us right now, Adkan divrei Rambam. So one of the major attacks that the Rishonim have against the Rambam, the Rashba has this in the Sefer Kedushin. The Ran has it in the Sefer Kedushin. Is that how in the world did the Rambam read our Gemara? The Gemara we just read. The Gemara tells us that you want to know why Suffolk owes Chutz Lorx is Mutter? Because Kach Nemar Halacha that it's Mutter. Because there was part and parcel of the essence of the Halacha Moshe Sinai. It was told to Rishonim in Har Sinai. And by the way, Sveikas Suffolk Oral is Mutter. According to the Rambam, why the necessity for a Halacha Moshe Sinai Suffolk is Mutter? Even if it would have been a real man, Safik Chaz is also Mutter. Safik Chomz is also Mutter. Safik Shav is also Mutter. All Sveik is a Mutter, according to the Rambam, in the world of Moshe Rabbeinu. So why did the Gemara just simply say in Kedushin that one of Sveik all is Mutter? Because all Sveik is a Mutter. So what does the Gemara mean? It was Allah, there was a special Allah Moshe Sinai. For us, why the need for a special Allah Moshe Sinai? They believe that all Sveik is a Mutter. This is the bomb cash that all Moshe Rabbeinu, according to the Rambam. So before we know the details of an answer, let's just see if we can just logically almost map out, plan out what kind of an answer we're looking for. Yeah, we don't necessarily have to have all the details, we have to have the strategy. What are we going to try to find? Are we try to isolate? What kind of an answer are we going to try to find? Why isn't Suffolk Orla covered by Sveika Deraisa Lekula min haTorah? Mestama, not all Sveikas are created equal. Mestama, there are some cases where even the Rambam concedes that Sveikas are not Mutter min haTorah. Okay, I don't know what they are yet. I haven't fleshed out the details of this plan yet. But L'chora, the strategy is to find some scenario where even the Rambam would concede a Suffolk of that type of a Suffolk in Chazi or in Chometz in Shabbat would be L'chumra. And al zeh ne'amar chidish l'alochem Sinai that b'chiyat gav, even a suffet that doesn't meet the mark of being l'kula, gokar kula, an oil will be l'kula. That's the structure of the Torah. That's the mahalach. That's the, what we have to look for. Now, we have to fill in that X. What is that? What kind of a suffet? We have to create new kinds of spheres. We have to find some kind of a suffix out there that's not subject to the Rambam's criteria of being suffix l'kula. Identify that case, or make up that case, and then say, oh, but some of that would be l'chumra min haTorah. And that's what the Chiddush of L'chassinu is coming to teach us, even that's what we're looking for. So where would we even go? Where would we even dream? What kind of a suffix could possibly meet that, meet those standards? So we take a look at a sugya that appears in Maseches Krisos. I sent it on the Manukomis.
Just taking one step back. So the Rambam would hold that when the principle of suffix d'oraisa, so l'chumra is l'chumra mikulah.
Only midrabbanan. Minatoru is l'chumra. So let's take a look at a very, very critical sugya that appears in Maseches Krisos and Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Begins with the Gemara starts, 15 lines off the top. Here, Gemara Itmar. Itmar. The Gemara makes reference to a machlokes Amoraim about how to understand the intricacies of the parashat Oshem Tov. The Torah tells us in parashat Vayikra that if a person eats chaylev, we're going to give the case of chaylev, that's the easiest case. Person eats chaylev, if he knows for a fact that he ate chaylev, b'shogeg, if he had it for mezuzah, he had karas. But if he knows for a fact that he ate chaylev, but he didn't know it was chaylev, forgot it was chaylev in the Torah, he was a bona fide b'shogeg, then he brings a korban chatas, that's fairly simple. But then the Torah says, by the way, what if he doesn't even know that he ate chaylev? He suspects, he has a 50-50 chance, the latest asofet that he may have in fact eaten chaylev, so he doesn't bring a korban chatas, because maybe he didn't eat it. On the other hand, he doesn't go scot-free, because maybe he did. So the Torah gives him a temporary measure called an Oshem Toloi, and it's Toloi V'yayin, it means we wait to see. He brings the korban Oshem Toloi right now, and that Oshem Toloi protects him from any yusur, from any onesh for the chayt, to be determined in the future. If and when he ever finds out that he actually did eat the chaylev, but there was then he has to bring a korban chatas. And if he never finds out, it's finished. But if he finds out that he didn't eat it, it's a matoi, that's fine. So that's a special, it's a very, very unique korban. Unlike all other korbanos in the Torah, if the korban is being brought, mamash al sofek, I have no idea whether I'm chayv to bring this korban. The Torah says, then you chayv. You have to bring the korban, but there is Hashem Tov. So the Amorayim of the Machloikas, what's the scenario of a sofek chaylev? Give me a case of sofek chaylev. So that's what they're working for. Itma. Rav Asi Omar, chaticha acha sheninu, sofek shel chaylev, sofek shel shumun. So Rav Asi says, the case is kipshutai, that there's one piece of meat on the table, and he has absolutely no idea whether it's chaylev or it's shuvan, 50-50 chance. And he goof, by mistake, he eats it. And then he, I may have violated this akaris. I have no idea. So al zeh ne'amar oshem tov. That's the parashat oshem tov. We call it chaticha achas. Chibara v'amar chibara sedna. Chaticha mishtei chaticha ishani. The case of Rav Asi would not qualify as an obligation to bring an oshem tov. That's merely chaticha achas. The only case the Torah speaks about that brings an Oshem Toloi is what's called Beis Chatichas. There are two pieces of meat on the table. I know for a fact one is Chaylev, one is Shuman. I don't know which is which. So I really shouldn't eat either of them. By mistake, I ate one of them. And I have no way, DNA, I can't figure out what the other one is. I have no way of knowing what the other one is. I have no way of knowing which one I ate. But I know for a fact that there's a 50% chance that I ate Chaylev. So Chibarav says that's the case of Oshem Toloi. But the first case is not Oshem Toloi. So according to Rav Asi, even chaticha achas brings Hashem Toloi. According to Chayyavarav, you have to have what's called beis chaticha to qualify to be chayiv in the carbon of Hashem Toloi. What's the nekudas of machloikis? What are they fighting about? So Gemara has multiple ways of explaining this machloikis. At one stage, the Gemara thinks it's based on Pesukim, Sias HaKosovs. And finally, the Gemara quotes a possibility that there's a very lomdish machloikis taking place here. What is it that makes the second case more susceptible to being chayav than the first? What is it about the second case conceptually? This is not a mathematical question, it's not a statistical question. What is it?
You know that there's an issue.
You know there's an issue here. In case number one, you don't even know there's any issue. I have no idea what's on the table. There's one piece, it may or may not be also. Case number two, there is issue lefaneinu. I'm just not sure whether I was the one who actually ate that issa or not. But there was issa lefaneinu for sure. So again, in the world of statistics, same 50%. But in the world of halacha, the second case is what we call ikva isura. There was a davar kavua, something here. We know for a fact it's never also here. So Rav Asi said, that's lomal halamayvit. If it's a 50-50 chance, whether it's one chetit, two chetit, chichayev, and according to that's Rav Asi, according to Chiva Rav, no, only in the case where conceptually it's ikva isura is there parashat bashan. So I ask you, Rabbi Yisai, what's the nekudas of machloikas with these amorim? What area of halacha are they fighting about? Rav Asi says, Hashem Tole, only Azoi. Chibar is Azoi. Chibar Rav says, only Azoi, not Azoi. But what are they fighting about? Is this a machloikas in Hilchos Wat or in Hilchos Wat? What is it to what? Is this a machloikas in Hilchos Sveik or is this a machloikas in Hilchos Wat? Who's Kabbalah? Is the machlokes here a very kotcher machlokes, a very brisker machlokes? It's a kotcher machlokes. Namely, we have this very, very strange carbon out there. It really breaks all the rules. This question time, mamish, according to Seichel Yosha, doesn't make any sense. We're bringing a carbon for you. Don't you know what you have to bring a carbon? You bring a carbon for. So this bechudishtika carbon ala sofe. So Rav Asi says, chidshatayra. It's a sofe, it's a sofe. Chibar Rav says, no. Not even all sveikas warrant such a carbon. Only the very heavy duty, high level ikvei surah, that's a type of suffix that affects Hilchos Kabbalah. That's mechayv in Hashem Tovli. But the machloik is fundamentally rooted in Hilchos Hashem Tovli. But if that's the case, then both Rav Asi and Chiva Rav had the same approach towards sveikas. They were not arguing about the parish of sveikas in the Torah, not arguing about degree of sveikas. We're arguing about prat of Hashem Tovli. Does Hashem Tovli apply here or does it apply there? What's another way of understanding the machlokes? The machlokes does not lie in korban. It's not a briska machlokes. It's a sheh shmaita. It's namely, Hashem Tovli is a result of something. Hashem Tovli is a result of you violated a din of sveikas. Now there are different degrees of sveikas. There are sveikas of Sofek Ya'al Chatiha Achas, and there's a much more serious violation of Sveikas where it's based Chatiha, because there is Ikwe Surah. The reason why Chia Barach tells us that you only bring the Korban Hashem Tovli in the second case is not a Prad Nuchas Karbonos. It's because that second case is a much more serious violation of Ilchas Sveikas than the first case, even though statistically they're identical. So most of the Rishonim read this Gemara the first way. Most Rishonim read the Gemara and present the Shat way. The Rashi presents the Gemara. Rashi Kedushin poses the question as follows. He says, when you learn the Sugya of Hashem Toloi, and you find the Machlokes Chiva Rav and Rav Asi, what's the case of Hashem Toloi? Says the Rashba, but you're not arguing about whether the person did something that was Asur or not. If the person would have asked the Shaila, imagine the guy would have asked the Shaila, said, Rabbi, tell me, Moshe Rabbeinu, tell me, can I eat this piece or not? Well, can I eat one of the two pieces? What would the response have been, says the Rashba? Become. You don't want to eat it. You need the casinality. Bein l'rav chia, bein l'chiba rav, bein l'rav asi. You can't eat. You know why? It's three magic words. Safi deraiz b'chumra. That would have been a psak that emanates from Moshe Rabbeinu. That would have been a psak deraiz, says the Rashba. About you can't eat the meat. That's not a shaila. Shaila is now that I ate the meat. Oh, yo, what do I do? Do I begin Hashem Tovli or not? Rav Asi says, yeah, you do it in both cases. And chiba rav says, only in the second. But mitab issa v'heter, argues the Rashba, there was never a machloik, it's not a machloik, it's not a machloik, it's issa v'heter. In terms of issa v'heter, v'adi n'alari, because sabi deraisa v'chumra v'deraisa. So the Rashba, this Gemara is against the Rambam. How would the Rambam respond to this? What would the Rambam say? The Rambam would say, no. This is not a Rashim Toli sugya. This is a Sveikya sugya. You're right, the Rashba. The Rambam would say to the Rashba, you're right. According to who? According to Shita, we don't pass it like. According to Rav Asi. According to Rav Asi, who says you're bringing Hashem Tovli in both cases, because Rav Asi held that one chatira, two chatiras, all sveikas on the chumrah. And therefore you have to bring Hashem Tovli if you violate it. But I, Chia Barav, which is the way we pass it, the Rav Paskin, the Chia Barav, that you only bring a korban Hashem Tovli when you have two pieces of meat on the table. The reason for that distinction is because when there are two pieces on the table, that's a really bad suffix. That's the ikvei surah that this is the Rambam speaking. Who even what? Even I concede is also in the Torah. I never told you, says the Rambam, I never ever insinuated that there's no case of Sfeikas in the Torah being Masur. Of course there are. What it's based on is. The Rambam says, if you have one piece of meat at the table, you have never a clue whether it's Asur or Mutar, al zelo nem or Sfeik the Rice and Chol min HaTorah. Min HaTorah you can eat the meat. But if you know for a fact there's treifas there and you're just not sure whether this is the piece or that's the piece, that you talk about the right to do with the Rice.
So what's the subject of Orla case?
Well, we'll get something. Yeah. So we just developed here two radically different ways of reading Kriyas Daf Yud Zayin. The way the Rash read Kriyas Daf Yud Zayin, the Gemara is not even discussing the issue of Sfeikas Derais and L'chumra. That's a given. Of course all Sfeikas Derais and L'chumra. Of course it makes the spiders make a difference when it's Chatichach and Sbeis Chatichach. The Machloikis is just a Parada Nochus Hashem Tohu. But the Rambam would respond. The Rambam would say, no, the Machloikis is linked to the Chasveikis, and therefore we, Paskil, the Chiyah Barav, would conclude that Taka, the reason why you don't bring in Hashem Tohu, because it's not also in the Torah. If we are correct in our analysis of the Sugya, then we have a working shot for the Rambam. Now we know what X is in our Olas Chutzlar stories. Says the Rashba condition, Bidas HaRambam. The Rashba doesn't think the Rambam is right, but Bidas HaRambam says the Rashba, maybe the Rambam would tell you the following. Maybe the Rambam would say that we had a kasha. Why do you need halacha mashiach sinai to be matir, suffik, or law? It's obvious, it's mutter. Like all other sveikis, what's the answer I'm going to say? Means, in a case of chaticha achas, takawa, you don't need halacha mashiach sinai. But what's the case of suffik, or law, the Gemara is describing? I know the zroller in this vineyard. I take a look at the back. I see there are grapes. Yeah, I know that some of it is treif. It's chaticha, it's beis chatichas. I'm just not sure which one is. Did the guy bring me the kosher grapes or the treif grapes? I just don't know which one it is. That's like beis chatichas. Al zeh lo nemar sveikas the kulam etar. You can't hide behind something that writes the kulam etar. There, the starting point, the baseline would have been all sveikas are also bin etar. That's Hashem Tolu. It's exactly what Chiyuv Rav said. That is Hashem Tolu. If that's the case, so now we have a chiddush of all his chutzlars. All his chutzlars comes and goes the extra mile and says, unlike Kol HaTorah Kula, where Beis Chatichas would be awesome in a Torah, even according to the Rambam, Kumt HaLacham HaShtini of all his chutzlars, it says, no, Al Zechit Shatorah, that this kind of a suffix is mutter in all his chutzlars. Kol HaTorah Kula, it's not, but all his chutzlars says, that's the chiddush, says the Rashi, that's the Rambam. That's the need, that's the necessity for the HaLacham HaShtini. Even a type of a suffix that wouldn't have met the criteria to be the kulam in a Torah, i.e. beis chatichas, alzeh ne'amar that it's mutter of. So state in the Rashi with
Asa Rambam. But is that the Dabar Yaduah the Rambam was
talking about? No. The Rambam was just saying that the Rambam was describing sveikis of chatichas. The Rambam was saying, I don't know whether I'm talking or not. I'm not sure whether I touched this basin. So those are all chatichas.
So the halacha l'moshe nisinai tells us what?
According to Rambam, even cases that would normally not be covered by Suffolk Lakula are Ibeis Chatichas. I know there's oil on the table, I know there's yes oil, I know there's no oil on the table, I have no idea which is which. So I would have thought, Minatari, you can't eat it, because the Rambam concedes that you're not allowed to eat it. Kamash Vulan, you're allowed to eat that also. That's the Chiddush.
So, you know, just to think that the Rambam says, cold,
but he's talking about all cases that are the halakhic equivalent of chatichas.
Is suffik arla asherim derabana?
Or in chutzos mutl lechatir.
So maybe that's, could that be the chiddush then? Because
no, but there is. But the problem is that the Gemara says that kach nemer halacha. The Gemara says that the din of suffik arla was part of halacha mashina. The Gemara would have just said that no, min haTorah it's not going to save everything else. With derabana they let it go. So that would have been good. But the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says kach nemer.
It brings you some fruit. Why isn't that chaticha achas?
Well, it depends. If you know for a fact that it came from his vineyard, and you know there's some oral in there and some non oral in there, so that's basically
it. It doesn't matter what's in front of you.
Right. If you, that's called in front of you. You know that it came from an area where maybe. I think so. So if I say, of course, this teretz is only as true as this distinction is. This is all assuming that we're right, that the Rambam concedes that by Shtei Chatichas, it would be Asim in HaTorah. What leads us to believe that the Rambam may hold that way? Because otherwise the Rambam is a very, very serious problem. Because if the Rambam doesn't agree to that distinction that we said, then what parsha does he have a lot of work trying to explain? What does he have to explain? How is the parsha Mashmatol in the first place? The Torah says you bring a korban for doing the terrible thing of eating a suffik chaylev. Also terrible. If I would have asked the Shad, I would have told me Shmutter anyway. If I would have asked Moshe Rabbeinu, I would have said, ask us a day. It's nothing wrong. So I'll speak to Shmutter. So obviously the existence of Hashem Tolli is assuming there's Nisr. How in the world do you bring in Hashem Tolli for something who was hetagom, what you did? So obviously what prompted the Rambam to this distinction, assuming this is the correct distinction, was this bomb kasha. Otherwise, what are you bringing Hashem Tolli for? So clearly, the truth of this teretz that the Rashba is proposing b'das Rama, the Rashba himself rejects it. But this, the truth of this teretz is hinging on that assumption that the Rama was bothered the kasha. Hey, why in Pashas Vayikra does the teretz bring Hashem Tolli? According to what I'm saying, all sfeikas are mutar. It must be that Hashem Tolli applies in the case of sfeikas are also if there are ayibes chatichas. However, I challenge you to go back to that Rambam, back to the Chassidus base, and you judge, you tell me whether the Rambam really subscribes to that teretz or not, whether the Rambam really differentiates between some sfeikas and mutter and some sfeikas and rasa. So let's go back to Perek Tes Halachiyot Beis, where the Rambam just concluded that all sfeikas, call it teretz kula, all sfeikas and mutter b'Torah, and now the third line from the bottom of the Rambam. V'yafa pichein, Avabichain is like a formulation of a question. The Rambam realizes that based on what he just said, he has a lot of explaining to do. What does he have to explain? The following phenomenon. Yavabichain, Dova Shechayabin as Dono Kares, Sveikawasim in a Torah. All of a sudden, he's chopping away, chiseling away at Sveik, saying, no, not all Sveikas are Motim in a Torah. Kares think of Sveikas are not. What's his proof? What was his Avabichain? What was his Kasha? So we formulate the kasha. Shaharei ha'oisei sechayev yashem tolli kwa shabiyan mechashkavos. After all, I know there's a din of Hashem Tolli. I wrote about it in Hashkavos, the Pasuk Chumash. So how in the world, the Rambam is asking on himself, how in the world can I tell you a story that all sfeikas is a mutter and at the same time tell you that there's a pasha of Hashem Tolli? Oh, the Rambam does not say what we expect him to say. If I was writing this Rambam, I would have written, no, that's a silly kasha. When he asked me Hashem Tolli, that's his base chatichas. I'm talking chatichas, right? That's what we would have expected the Rambam to write. The Rambam tell you a story from left field. The Rambam tell you, no, the answer is Kares versus Lavim. Mamish made up yesterday. Kares versus Lavim. Hashem
Tolli's only for Kares.
Yes, Hashem Tolli's only for Kares. So the Chora, Mikoyach the Rambam, Minei Ubei, it would appear that the Rambam does not buy into what the Rashi is saying. And the Rambam doesn't point the rational back to square one, or back to the drawing board. Of course, our rejection of the Rambam is hinging upon the authenticity of those last three lines of the Rambam. That the Rambam asked this kasha, he said, what are you bringing Hashem Tolli for? And he doesn't say what we would have expected him, we were hoping him to say. He doesn't say chetichas, it's based chetichas. He goes down left field, gives you another teretz, out of nowhere. And the fact that he gave you the teretz, I don't know where Zeppelin, you see from here that teretz is wrong. And I don't want to read these last three lines again. If it's kares, then you're up the creek, then you're done. You know, problems with that, Rambam? You have any problems with that, Rambam? If it's kares, all bets are off, says the Rambam. Anyone go back to three lines in the round before? Kol ha'sveikis. The Rambam says, all ha'sveikis and kol ha'terakula. Bein b'tubis, bein b'machos ha'suras, bein b'arayas, bishap osos. Can somebody please tell me an issa arayas that's not an issa karas? Can someone please tell me chil shavas that's not an issa karas? What in the world does the Rambam mean? The Rambam just said pemolei that alas fakis on mutter min atara even by Yisur HaKaris. Not only do you find the Safi Chazra in the street, you find Safi Chamza basically like min atara. The Rambam said pemolei. What in the world is the stira gluy from one line of the Rambam to the next? What in the world do those last three lines of the Rambam mean?
The first part of the Rambam
was talking about Chatichachas. But the Rambam never said, never said a word about Chatichachas. The Rambam just said, Alas Fekas Amutter, and he felt compelled to give you illustrations of what areas of Allah. And he said, Shemasa, nobody told the Rambam to say Shemasa Ferayas. He said it, clearly highlighting that there's no chiluk in Lahav Munkaris. And then, Rambam Shtech Nebibur turns around and says, oh, well, by the way, I never really meant it, just kidding, I never meant it by Karis. Karis, of course, Fekas Aras, because that's all Hashem told. There's something very, very, very strange about this Rambam. So let me read to you. I don't know if it came out of it on the side of your Rambam. I'm not sure. You got the Shemir and Yisholos on the side, or maybe too small. Yeah. Give a little bit, okay. It's after the big bold letter, Yachal Pichain, about three lines after that. I'll read it to you. Bishar Kisbe Hayad, Chosra Kol HaPiska. This entire phrase, these last three lines in Rambam, are missing in a whole series of different manuscripts that are around. You know, the Frankel Rambam, regardless of the Frankel Rambam, is that they put together all the Kisbe Yads, and 99.9% of the time, the differences are very, very minute, very, very minuscule. Above here, over there, but every once in a while, there's a powerhouse difference. Every once in a while, there's some real difference in different Kisbe Yad of the Rambam. You have to try to figure out which is the right one, figure out what the ramifications are of the different Nuschos of the Rambam. So this is a classic example. So here, on the side of the Rambam, he quotes that there are a whole series of different Kisbe Yad that didn't have this. V'ayim b'shut ma'arit, v'sefer b'shmuel, v'tzchayim, Shazu Hagos Talmud. That these last three lines did not emanate from the pen of the Rambam. V'dachua, v'dachos of Rambam, maybe Rais v'shebosos. And the proof positive was that the last two lines, Mamash, don't make any sense. V'chein docha Hagos Zurek Chayim v'lojin, v'shut chuta v'shulosh, the Chavis Das, the Nesius Rosh Yosef, Baruch Lanir, all these early Acharonim. The Kosvu Shekola Poskim Lo Iskimu Lo Osir Nuscho. Then he quotes other Acharonim, say no, the Nuscho is correct. But he quotes Kedoy Le Goyin Le Oilam, who had very, very serious reservations about the authenticity of those last two lines. If that is the case, that those last three lines don't exist, because then we're stuck with the kasha. Hey, what are you bringing Hashem Tali with? And we're free to present the answer that we think is the correct answer, the Rashba's answer, namely the real answer, the Yevus answer is Tichachatos Beis Chatichas, which opens up the possibility for the Teretz of Arlus Chutzlaretz. So we had a little bit of a scare there with those three lines in the Rambam, but we're fairly comfortable. We're following the footsteps of Chaim Volozhin. We can't go too wrong. We're following the coattails of Chaim Volozhin and Gedoyli Elam before and after, who didn't think those last three lines were accurate. And therefore, the Emes Lamita Emes Yeridakai, that the Rambam subscribes to the real chiluk that the Rashba says between Chidakas, which is good for us in terms of all of us. So we've discovered X. Or at least one possible. We discovered one possible case where the Rambam concedes Fekas are also Minat Torah, and now that opens up the possibility for the Teretz of all of them.
What was the
Talmud
thing?
Huh?
What was the Talmud thinking?
Talmud? It's hard enough for me to have a Rambam for the Tabidim. Rabbi Sai, let's take a look at the Ran. Imus of his Kedusha. Kedusha. The Ran, Imus of his Kedusha. On Daf, Kesavav, Amudeis, Bidaf, Beharif. Take a look at Daf Tes Vav and Peiz Daf Erif. It's the Dibur Masal Garcin and the Gemara. It's three lines into that piece, into that paragraph. The very last word is V'yesh. V'yesh alamdu mekan. There are those who derive from the Gemara Maseches Kedushin. The Ma'idi Amidah Desfeki Derais L'chumrat V'atayru. This is right out of the Rashba. That Sveikis al-Khumid al-Raisa. Not just with the Rabbanan. Because the Gemara here says, Shahutzucha halacha lahat is fake. And the need of the halacha seemed to be not the suffix orla, you see, clearly that other stakers would have been usher on a love of their Isa. Says the Ran to defend the Rambam, the Imi Halo Iria. Says the Ran, if this would be the only raya against the Rambam, I wouldn't lose sleep over this raya. Says the Ran, you know why? The Hoch Itzterich, over here, it is necessary for the Halacha Mashim Sinai to permit Eden Svegas. Lemeshre Zok the Ran, Kol Shenolet Bo Shum Sofik Bo Oilom. Any latest Sofik user, any Mashup and Mashup from latest Sofik, we're going to let you go, we'll give you a green light, because the Sofik always looks for us. V'yafal pi, she'eno kedai lahatav v'mokom acher. Even though this kind of a Sofik would not fly in Kalaturku, even the Rambam would never be matter this kind of a Sofik. The Rambam, the Ran is now giving us another X, Bedas Rambam. He's giving you a type of a Sofik that would not meet the Rambam's criteria of Sveikas Mutav in Torah, and we would have had a Paskin even Bedas Rambam Mechumra, and I was then Ne'amar Dalach Hussein that's Lekulin Orlo. Says the Ran, what do I mean by that? The Sofik Holdo. So the Ran continues. The Mishum Hachi Amrina, the Chol HaMekel Ba'aretz, Halach Kamaisa B'chutz La'aretz. Where did the Ran get that line out of? Right out of Agamar, Brachas Tachla Medvav. That was the Sugya of Tzlaf. But the Gemara says the reason why we can be Mekel is because since any time there's an opinion Lachel, in Chutz La'aretz it always goes B'kula. Says the Ran, what does that mean? Chol HaMekel Ba'aretz. So the Ran, Vafili Yachi B'makom Rabbim. Even the Shita, it's Mekel as a Das Yoch, it's an individual. The Chol Sveika Sharia. Alla Sveika is a Mutter, the Olus Chutz Loretz. The Afilu Korv Levadai. Even it's more likely that it's Osir. What do we call that in our lingo? There's a what against you? What does it mean, Korv Levadai? There's a rove against you. The majority is that it's Osir. This is not a 50-50 suffix, this is a 90-10 suffix. The overwhelming odds are that it's Osir. And the Ran is depicting, what does that mean? There are 10 rabbis here, 9 of them say it's Osir, 1 says it's Mutter. You're not allowed to be Mekel in that, Minat Torah, if it's Chazir. The Rambam would never say that. Yeah. The Ran just crossed the lines, just whitewashed that difference between something that's Mitzvah, something that's Allah. He's jumping from one to another. No question about it. That's what the Ran is doing. Others may disagree, but the Ran is doing that. And the Ran is saying, I have a Gemara in Brachas that says, Kol HaMekel Ba'aretz L'Chamayis B'chutz La'aretz, Alish Enni Shita, you name it, what does Kol mean? Afilu Yachid B'vok B'rach. If the Shita exists, albeit as Das Yachid, you're allowed to be Mekel. You can be Mekel. It's a right against Chorom Lahatis. You can be Mekel. Teretz is, it's Olos Chutz La'aretz, and Olos Chutz La'aretz is a green light. It's Mutal Agar, even though the Rabbah would never say that by Chazir, the Gemara says in Chul, daf yidaf, we follow a role of a cult of Kula. You always follow statistical majority. The Rambam was Mekel and Sveikis when it's 50-50, now it's 90-10. And that's the X, that's the Chiddush of Sofik of Kula. Even though it would never met the mark in cult of Kula, because it's a type of the Sofik that has a role working against you, al zeh nemar, ishtayim kishor kader basi wasn't sure, and he concluded, kach nemar alochem, and even b'mokom raif. Just as an interesting point, even though a Mekel, like any Yochid whatsoever, going back to when we started the Shir again, the very beginning of the Shir tonight, any Yochid doesn't mean any Yochid. It means any Yochid that's still what? That hasn't yet experienced the what? A vote against it. Once the Shita has been outvoted, then it's not even a Yochid Mokham Rabin. That's Bishamah. Bishamah Mokham is Hillel. The Gemara means it literally ain't a Mishnah. It's a zero. It's not a 90-10. It's a 100-0. Once it's under the minion, it's done, it's history. And then you can't rely on that Das Yochid, even in the case of a Sofik Olos Chutz La'aretz. So it calls about it wasn't under the minion, and it's still a legitimate Shita that hasn't been outvoted. A Yochid it is, and a Yochid Mokum Rabin, you're allowed to follow, even in a case that would not have been able to follow such a statistics and culture. And that's the X of the Ran, Pedas
Rabin. In the Eretz Yisrael, there's a Shita Yochid that says that Sofik Olos is Mutter.
No, never says wrong, nobody says.
So, So what does that mean, that kol hamekel?
That means any shail. I have a machlokes. Is this fruit chayvin or the shell is considered to be fruit or not? Any shail in tanoim. So if there's one sheet that holds that this is mutter, that happens to soften. There's a sheet that holds that this shell is not called a fruit. Halacha kibay said the chutzah. You can follow that sheet in chutzah because it's midei soften or nafka. And it's all you have to be follow the machmirim. In chutzah you can follow the mechidim.
So we don't have that by Orla.
We don't.
There's no sheet that says.
No. We have. Let's say we have machlokes. Is this particular thing called Orla naf? So this fruit, is this fruit called Orla naf? So call a makeup oretz. So even though there's a sheep that would be makel out right in Eretz Yisrael, because they hold its father not fruit, we can't rely on them because they're a das yochid, but in chutzlars we can rely on them, because oral chutzlars is mutter, we suffer. That's what called makel b'aretz, halach los b'aretz chutzlars.
See, but that sheep there was for a specific fruit.
Whatever it was, whatever the machlokes was, whether the pits, whether the peels, whether the fruits, whatever the shayla, there was some kind of a theoretical machlokes in the orla. So the Gemara is saying, Eretz Yisrael, you can't be makel, because it's a suffix that writes in the Chumra, then Chutzlah is going to be Mekel. Even though the sheet that's Mekel is a 1 in 10 shot that he's right.
So we're Mekel with Orla and Chutzlah.
Right, totally, completely we're Mekel. Right.
Because of this
statement.
What do you mean the Halacha Moshe for?
No. That statement called Mekel Boaz Halacha Moshe Sinai, the Rana is saying, the source for that statement is Halacha Moshe Sinai. That is a restating of the same phrase.
It's not a Svara.
It's not a Svara. We didn't figure it out at all. That is Halacha Moshe Sinai. Well, the makeup of the Talmud Lord is predicated on the truth of that Allah Moshe. That's what the Rambam is learning. Not everyone learns that way, but that's what the Rambam is learning. Clearly, the Rambam is learning that way. So basically, we have two X's for tonight. We have the X of the Rashba that the case the Rambam would have conceded in was based on Tichas, and that's the Chiddush Allah Moshe. We have the X of the Ran. The case the Rambam would have conceded is the Makom Rov, and that's the necessity for Allah Moshe. What do we show them?
Should the Rama have said that? If there's a stronger rove.
The Rama talks about rove in other places. It's not there. The Rama had quotes and words about rove. Yeah, we don't want to follow rove. The Rama does not follow rove. So this question that we've been trying to solve, we came with two different answers. There's almost an identical question that's posed against the Rama, with pretty much identical terutzim that are suggested. And this appears in the Sugya in Maseches Kiddushin, in the fourth parak, under Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. It's the second line in the wide lines. Omer Rava. Devar Torah Shtuki Kosher. The Mishnah speaks about a Shtuki. A Shtuki is somebody who you know who his mother was, we have no idea who the father was. So it's got a Shtuki because every time he's looking around for his father's mother, we don't want to tell him who. No one seems to get a straight answer where he came from, this kid. Now that poses a very, very serious potential yichus problem because maybe he's a mamzer. We have no idea who his father was. Maybe his mother was out with her brother with the father. We have no yichus, a single girl. We have no idea who the father was. So the Mishnah says you can't marry such a person. This is a suffolk mamzer. So Rabbi says minatari you can marry him. Minatari shtuki kosher. Why is it shtuki kosher? So we'll skip down a couple of lines. The Gemara says that the reason why it's mutter, skip down to the fifth line. Middle of the line, but Torah Amro lo yavo mamzer, mamzer vadehu de lo yavo, ha mamzer suffik yavo. Gemara makes it sound like halacha special din that it's a possum, because there's a kosher. The word mamzer has the connotation of mamzer vada, but it's only a suffik, a 50-50 chance of mamzer. We don't know. Suffik mamzer is but the minotaur. The Rabban only threw some isurim at you, my loss of yuchsum, we want to preserve yuchsum, chayisro, but midaraisa, it's tachamotav. It's all sveik, because mamzer is called the kula. And it's clear from the Gemara that we need a pasuk to teach us this. Okay. If I was actually Pesukim, which I don't have that koach to do, I wouldn't have seen that in the pasuk necessarily. But Chazal Kach Nemer, they understood that the words Mamzer has a very, very unique connotation. Vade also suffering. The wheel's turning. What's the kasha?
Why do you need a because there's a custom to teach you that.
What's the Rambam? We need a pasuk. Why do you need a pasuk? For what? Why in the world do you need a pasuk to tell me that that Suffolk Bamzer is what the table lay according to Ram also make us a motor? So guess what? The Rash for the Ran, all the other Shabbos jump on the bandwagon and say, guess what? This is another Gemara that's against the Rambam. Almost an identical, I mean, it's the same type of Akasha. The need in the first prayer for Allah Hasina Safik Rala, the need for the existence of Qasim, the fourth prayer of Safik Mamzer, all point in the direction that the starting point, the baseline is fake, is the Rasa bin Atara. So what would the Rambam respond to this? So not a great surprise that the same way we saw that there were two different exits that were given in the Rishonim, in the sugya of Suffolk Oslot Lawrence, those identical X's appear not in Rishonim but in Acharonim. And we take a look. I sent I put the memory card, a couple of pieces from the Sheikh Shemaitza. So I put on one Shemaitza Aleph Perek Beis. It came out. Shemaitza Aleph Perek Beis. The Ikar Nira. The Ikar Nira. This is within the Das Aram. The Yitzrich Lemeshre Suffolk Mamzer. Why in the world do we need a special Zesu Kosel to amount to Suffolk Mamzer in the Torah? Says the Sheikh Shemaitza. Then it's Arei B'Machavua Mamzer B'Vlad Kosher. What's the case of Suffolk Mamzer in the Torah? Not that there's one kid in front of us, we have no idea who he is. I don't need something Mamzer, Xerxes Kosher for that. That's like something Chazes, like something Chazes. Of course that's Butter. What do I need the Xerxes Kosher for? What did the Sheikh Shemaitza just describe? In the dark of night, two kids got mixed up. One's a Mamzer, and one's a... He just gave you two Gavras, like two Chavtzes. He gave you Shtei Chatichas, basically. It's the halakha equivalent of base Chatichas. Tichkahai Gavra B'yal Masur. In such a scenario, in Kolater, Kula Nuchas Chayla, Vichas Chazer, etc., Tacha Asur, we would have passed it up Asur, the Ikva Isura. And we hold that's Hashem Toloi. Also Nehmar, Uve Mamzer Sveika Mutar. Finished. That is the Chiddush of Suffolk Mamzer, according to the Sheikh Shemaitza, which is taken right out of the book of who? Right out of the Rashba by Suffolk Mamzer. Right out of Erasugia. The same way that Rashba invoked that model of the Gemara Krisos, that razzle-dazzle trap, that's around the Rashba himself projected, that the Rambam differentiates between base chatichas versus chatichachas, hereby rejecting that whole girsa. Obviously, Tishtik Torah rejects the last three lines of this Rambam, the girsa that was incorrect, the Talmud added this girsa shloka din. What the Rashba said, Suffolk Oskol starts, Shishmaitz is saying, look for Suffolk Mamzer. And it should have come as a great surprise that somebody else is going to offer the second approach. So I put another Sheikh Shemaitza on. Which one is that? Can you tell from the top?
Two pages prior.
2 pages prior.
The Hikshu.
The Hikshu La Rama. Oh, okay. So let's take a look at the end of that column. Shmeis Aleph Rek Aleph. The end of that column, about 7-8 lines at the bottom, Chedusha B'nei Yeshua, Perkasor Yuchsin Kosav Liyashiv. Also, B'nei Yeshua, all the Gedolei Yoel were asked the same kasha going to Rambam. Why the necessity for a special pasuk to be Matas Sofik Mamzer? Zokti B'nei Yeshua, that had the Kosav Rachamana Lahatir Sofik Mamzer, Hano the Afilu Hechadika Rubali Surah. Even in a case where what? Where you have a rove working against you, the odds are the kid is a monster. And therefore what? If the odds are the kid's a monster, how would we have passed it up a case of rove in other areas of Allah? We would have done the Chumrah. Al-Zenema the Chiddush HaTayr of Safi Mamzer Mimutar. This territory of Yeshua is taken out of whose book? Right out of the Ran book. What the Ran said in Brachas Taflam Edvav, that the Chiddush of Safi Orla is to tell me that even Yachad B'Machim Rabim, even as a rove, Leisur, is exactly what the Pnei Yeshua just said in Hilchas Safik Mamzer. So Mamish, the Gedolei Rishonim were talking in the sugya of Safik Orla, the Gedolei Acharonim, Pnei Yeshua, Sheshmaitz spoke in the sugya of Mamzer, they're all thinking in the same way. For Rabbosai, it's the second teretz of the Pnei Yeshua that started an entire ball rolling. Because the Sheshmaitz himself does not accept the second teretz of the Pnei Yeshua. He says that I don't believe that this teretz of the Bnei Yeshiva is correct. And I'll tell you why. I'll summarize a little bit and I'll lead us up to the end of this again next week. The Sheh Shmaitz has very, very serious reservations with the Bnei Yeshiva's teretz. I'll tell you why, says the Sheh Shmaitz. The Gemara says in Kedushin, that same sugya that we just read a moment ago in Ayin Gibel, the only time Mamzerus is violated in the Torah is if it's Mamzer Vadai. But the Torah says, what can a Mamzer Vadai not do? Lo Yavo Mamzer B'Kal Hashem. Kal Hashem means a regular kosher Jew. All words in that pasuk be B'Torah's Vadai, says Torah Shabbat. Mamzer Vadai and Kol Vadai. You want to know what the issue of marrying a Mamzer is? If you know for certain you're a kosher, and you know for sure he's a Mamzer, that's it. Those kinds of people are not allowed to get married. If there's a suffix in the mamzerus, it's okay to the Torah. Or for that matter, what if you have a mamzer vad in front of you? You're not even sure that you're kosher. You have a latest. Now, mamzer, one mamzer allowed to marry another mamzer. So what if a mamzer wants to marry someone who himself has a sfeik, has a peak book about his yichus? In the Torah, you know why? For yovei mamzer bekal Hashem. Mamzer, make mamzer vad. Kal Hashem means kal Hashem vad. If there's a suffix in either one, all bets are off, the oldest ones there doesn't apply. But that's what it says, Beferish and Nafayim give them a sense of condition. Comes to Sheh Shemaita and references a Gemara, the first Rekha and the second school. It's a very startling Gemara. Obviously, we don't want to publicize this Gemara totally, but just for alumnus purposes, let's analyze it. The Gemara says, how does any person know, really, truly, 100%, who their father is? How do you know? You know, leaving out pre-DNA testing world. How do you know? Says the Gemara, you know how you know? Because there's a rove. You know what the rove is? The rove is, you know who your mother is. Somebody, they saw the baby come out of your mother, so they know she's the mother. There's an unbelievable rove that your mother was not as out as anybody else. And therefore, we have no qualms, we have no hesitations, and we're going to say, you are your father's child, and we got this through rove. And that's okay, that's fine. We eat meat based on rove, we drink milk based on rove, and we treat ourselves as being our parents' children based on rove. But that's okay. The Torah says that's fine, we have no problems, no qualms whatsoever with that. Take a bottle, take a rove. Rove, feel the sachar bal, nothing to worry about. Breathe a sigh of relief. Come to the Shishmait, it says, according to the Bnei Yeshua, that even though you have a rove pointing in a certain direction, it's still called the suffix. That was the whole thrust of the Bnei Yeshua's teretz. He asked the Shvaitzer, how do you have evidence for mamzerus? Who is the mamzer now allowed to marry? The mamzer comes and says, who should I marry? And we say, well, you can't marry a regular Jew because that regular Jew is a kosher, a vaday. If the mamzer is a real lamzer, what will he say? Now that he's a kosher, how do you know he's a kosher about it? Maybe his mother was Mazan with somebody. Maybe he's also a Mazan. How do you know? So we say, what? How do you know? Right! So says the Mamzer, also in Sheikh Shmaitz, he says. The verse says, Mamzer Tabachach was calling the Lam Rites. It's a big Tabachach on the Mamzer. So he says, wait a second, according to Shabbat and Bnei Yeshua, even though there's a rove, it's still called Tzvekis. It should be mutter for me to marry anybody I want to. And what he just did in one fell swoop is just through one plus out of Kulish. This is marrying a mamzer. There's no case of not marrying a mamzer. Because every case that the Torah says not to marry a mamzer, there's always only a rove. You never really know who's kosher. So says the Sheh Shmaitz, that is an absurdity. Obviously the Torah gave us a Pasha Mamzerus. What's the answer to that absurdity? What's the answer, says the Sheh Shmaitz?
The official can't be correct.
The official can't be correct. Namely, if there's a rove, then it's over, it's done, it's history, finished, end of discussion. If it's a rove, it's called a vade mamzer, and if it's a rove, it's called a vade kohol. You can't hide behind rove. You can't tell me that the reason what the Torah meant to be matter, something mamzer, was even when there's a rove against you, not true, Shmaitzer. If there's a rove against you, then, sorry, then you are treated like a mamzer midiraisa. You can't call a rove against you a suffix mamzer. That's not a suffix what's a vade mamzer. That was the chok of Shmaitzer's rejection of the Pesach. So hopefully we're going to have to just fine-tune this a little bit next week. But the final touch is just on the mamzer angle of the sugya, because it's the mamzer sugya that's really the comparable sugya to something also, sorry. And we'll try to touch up the ends of the sugya as it relates back also. So let's go back to the Gemara's and Brachas and Kedushin and try to put the whole picture, whole Sfeikis together and try to really truly understand, getting back to the basic root question, why do we find within the world of the Rambam that we have these special, extra special kulas? Something Nams is Mutter, something else. Why the need? Why aren't they covered by regular Sfeikis being Mutter? So we saw two X's already. We saw the Pesachitichas approach, both by Orla and by Mamzer. We saw the Rove approach. For sure, in Rishonim, we saw that the Ram said it, read it for favors to get around the condition. We saw that Pesach wanted to use that Mamzerus, and Sheshmaitz is getting nervous about that. There may be another approach also. We haven't yet discussed, haven't yet seen. There may be some other significance of this Allah Roshan Sina that we have not yet encountered. Hopefully, it's the next week, which I'll put together the final touch of this. Thank you.